All right, call the meeting to order. Everyone's present on the city council.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have one thing added to the agenda here for roof repair. And we'll need a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the agenda with the addition of the roof repair.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Under, do you want to start with the new business, Teresa?
Yep, so we'll go right to the enterprise budget. I did that first so that Mark can lead if he needs to.
Sure.
So what you have in front of you, we worked within the parameters of what the rate study was projecting for expenses along with the capital caps, and that's what's presented to you. So I worked with their assumptions of increases and wages and so on. So I made sure that everything was kind of in line with what the study's assumptions were.
And that top line where it's the loan interest, what's the big variance between the, like, 23 and where it says the year they budget and then...
So tell me, what are you on, expenses or revenue?
On revenue.
So the first one is revenue.
Yeah, and the revenue, it goes like 23, it says 845, and then it goes 23 year-to-date budget 17,000, and then the 24 is 1,000 again. Right at the top where it says loan interest or something.
Third line down.
Yeah.
Oh, because this was the cash flow loan that's going from the sewer fund to the water fund, and it just is based off of what is actually on the schedule, so it kind of falls off.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't go there. That's why it's larger.
Oh, okay. So like $16,000 larger?
From 23 to 24, it drops to 1,074.
Oh, well then I'm confused what the budget is. What's that mean, the budget?
The year-to-date budget is what was adopted.
Oh, okay.
For the 2023.
Oh.
And yeah, I can verify that to make sure that is accurate.
Okay.
But we're kind of looking, yeah, it's a big difference, but we're kind of gearing in on the 2024. But I will make a note to check that according to the schedules.
Okay.
Yep, that does look a little odd.
Yep.
Not that it's not correct.
Oh, it could be a zero off, too, or something. Always check it. And if I find that there's an error in that, I'll correct it, and it'll be included with your December preliminary budgets that we'll be looking at for truth and taxation.
And our motion today just needs to be accept or reject, right?
So, yeah, you can just have it as including, to be included in the overall budget, so you're accepting it, yeah. But I don't know if Mark wants to hit some key points when we, you know, kind of, we talked about capital and the cap on the capital for the rate study. So I spoke with Mark and what he... You can talk about the slip lining versus jetting, if you wouldn't mind.
I think what we determined was we were going to split them from year to year. 1 year do the slip lining for like a $75,000 total, and then the next year do one section of the jetting and continue that program, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Is that
instead of doing both of them every year?
Right.
Is that 75 going to be enough to cover what we need to cover?
That's on the minimum side. That's the least amount I'd want to like slip line. Because it's not going to get you a whole lot, because that's pretty expensive, but it'll probably get you two bad lines, you know, two stretches from manhole to manhole.
If we stick with that, how long do you foresee it to take to bring us to where we need
to be? Start with the worst of the clay lines and just continue until we got, I did the footage the other day too, but there's a lot of clay line in this town. Mm-hmm. And it's all going to have to be addressed.
Okay.
Sooner or later. Sooner or better, but, you know.
So several years worth of work.
And it's going to be a while at the 75,000, yeah, every other year. But
okay.
I mean, it's in the right direction anyway. I mean,
sure.
we'll start at the worst and work forward.
Okay.
Are there certain parts of town where it's all that versus others?
Oh yeah, there's certain parts that are just all clay.
Probably the oldest section.
Sure. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. It's the original pipe that was put in the ground. You know, dates back to probably 50s. It's now that we had it televised, it's in bad shape. It's cracked, and yeah, I mean, I can certainly show you some pictures someday, but it needs to be addressed.
Like up in my area where they did the reconstruction stuff, that should all be
you're
that,
fine there.
The plastic
that's
stuff,
new
right?
Enough where that's plastic.
Yeah.
It's back in over here by the school is all clay. Like up in Buchanan and Mill, back in that area is all clay. Mm-hmm. It's probably 1/3 of the city.
Well, I will make a motion.
Where was that in the budget, Teresa? Where?
So for the slip lining, that is under the infrastructure repairs. So the $75,000 that we were looking at was the combination of the infrastructure repairs and also the capital.
Okay.
So we had a separate line item, and infrastructure for the repairs would be the slip lining, and then that would also be capitalized, but we wanted to kind of track what we were putting in on existing lines and so on.
Okay, so I will make a motion then to put the 2024 proposed water sewer budget into our regular budget. Is that what you want?
I'm just approving the proposed budget.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Yep, thank you very much.
No other questions?
No, just keep doing a good job you're doing.
We all said at the same time.
In unison.
Good to hear.
Yes, I don't need to say it then.
Yeah. We'll see you guys.
Thank you, Mark.
That was funny.
I got it in stereo.
You ready for the fun part?
Yep, water, sewer rates.
Sewer rates.
I love the way she worded that.
So, I've supplied you a little additional information. So, at the last meeting, we talked about scenarios in which included multi-unit base fee charges. So that was the first handout that you have in front of you. And by doing the multi-unit, they're projecting that in 2027, so this is that exact same rate structure, but just adding in the multi-users. So I want to make sure that we're following that. Our multi-units, so that would meet our target in 2027. We're in the black, so we would be 49,000 projected to not meet our goal in 2026. So it took 2 years off of the time limit for meeting our goal. So I think that was a pretty good adjustment. I do think that the multi-unit should have their each individual base fees. So the other comparisons that we'll talk about later also include the multi-user. So I did not vary from the multi-user additions. So I also asked them to run a scenario showing what percentage change would be from 25 to 28 with the multi-user meeting our goal in 2028. So the main difference is there's about it goes from, let me refer back, 3% to 1%.
Yeah.
So, you know, that we could have as a topic of discussion, whether or not, you know, when we actually get to the nuts and bolts of deciding kind of which scenario you want to try to move forward with. So I just wanted to see what that impact was, and then, you know, stretching that out. We had discussion at the last meeting about meeting our goal sooner by possibly adding additional funds to the base fee. So just by using the multi-user unit charge, we've already accomplished that at the 3%, depending on, you know, how aggressive you want to look at recapturing and meeting that goal. So those are the two water scenarios. There wasn't any other sewer scenarios as far as rate basically went. What we kind of, well, I should say it does have some rate, but the other thing was just to show on the sewer side was it was a little easier to demonstrate what would happen if you did 50% of your target and then increase that to 75% the next 2 years and kind of what how those percentages stagger. So they would go from an 8 to a 12% still in that scenario. And then at the end of this scenario, you would still only be covering your capital or your next year's debt service payment at 75% versus 100%. So that one was just for demonstration purposes. Okay, so that you can kind of see the cause and effect of that. So I went ahead and took a look at what rates would be with the old rate. So in front of you is just a couple pages out of our billing register. So part of the discussion at the meeting was what does the real result of that increase look like? So this pairs just for 2024. I did not do them for all of them, but just for 2024, this shows you the demonstration of what the water rates would go to based off just the October billing, what the water rates and the sewer rates combined would change to the water rate with the multi-user at the 3% and the 8% for the sewer. So you can kind of take a look. I thought maybe it might be helpful for you to see a bottom line scenario for them.
Where does it switch to the difference between 23 and 24?
Okay, so you have one handout that's 23 and one that's 24. So you kind of have to do this and put them side by side to be able to tell.
And then the one underneath is 24.
Yeah, because I had to calculate them and then run the bill registers. Yeah. So, for instance, the top person under the proposed base fee at 10 gallons of rounding, we also found out that our meters will only round to 10. That's the lowest for the residential meter. And then it's 100 for the 1-inch meter and 1,000 for the 2-inch meter. So there's no getting around those unless you somehow purchase brand new meters to put in to those particular locations. So there's still going to be a rounding effect, but it'd be to 10 gallons. So under the proposed rate with the base fee on the first person, they would be charged 920 gallons of usage, and their current charges for that bill period would be $57.93. Under the old rate, they would be billed for 1,000 gallons because of the rounding factor, and their current would have been
$49.93. So $8
increase. So that's at the bottom tier. So you have to keep in mind that the tiers are 0 to 3,000, 301 to 5, 501 to 7, and 7,000 and above. So there's, I just printed a couple. So if you go down to the second one from the bottom, that one shows 5,870 gallons. Of water under the new rate, which is 151.62, mm-hmm. and the old rate at 6,000 gallons is 135.48. So that would be in one of the larger tiers, or one of the additional tiers. So I do have both billing registers here, but this was just to give you a comparison without printing all of the bill registers. If you had specific accounts in mind, I can look them up on the bill registers and tell you those ones. So the rates, the minimum rates for both of them are the same as what's presented in the audit as far as dollar amounts.
I think these are good examples, so it gives us an idea.
So I just wanted to kind of, if I could, you know, print a couple more pages, you know, would have given you probably more information, but I just took the first four pages and printed them because they're like 400 pages long. So I think the main discussion that we need for direction is, you know, we can start with the water and see which scenario you're feeling you would like to look at as far as
which,
a proposal.
Which was the scenario was this rate study based on? I mean, this.
The water rate study was based off of the 3% with the additional multi-users.
Okay.
So the one that got paid off 2 years earlier.
So if we end up getting it paid off earlier, then you said that then the excess funds would go to an account to pay for capital, different capital things?
So normally what they'll do is they'll float between the two and say, you know, if this amount is reached, then any additional revenue above and beyond that would then go into a capital fund for future improvements. So, you know, in this case, you know, if the water side was fluent in year two for some reason, and Mark is looking at, you know, maybe some water tower rehab, then you could put money aside, that money would go aside and build towards whatever new project or new equipment that would need to be done.
Do we end up putting a cap on how big that fund is allowed to get before we stop adding this 3% thing, or
you will? So this is a year-to-year revisit document.
Talk about it every year.
So once you take a look at how you ended for the previous year, I would say probably April or May of the next year you'll be revisiting it to see where you're at, how you actually came out, and if there's some adjustments that need to be made. So if people all of a sudden go into a true water conservation mindset, you're not going to generate probably that same amount of revenue because they're not going to be using those gallons of water.
Right.
So you would be looking at it in that scenario. Okay. If for some reason the expenses, you know, costs don't inflate like we the way the projections are, then you're going to end up on the other side, and then you'll be looking at that each year. But after you meet your, you anticipate you're going to meet that capital, so you'll be kind of looking at that in for the next year. So if you're thinking in 2026 you're going to meet that capital, 2025 you need to be visiting what your
increase would be.
Yep. Well, what your cash in or your obligations are and your target, I guess is what we'll put it.
Okay.
What your target is, and then council will decide from there if they want to then, you know, make a cap on how much additional they want to put in a capital fund for that. That's where, you know, further discussions would be made to kind of drive that. And then once that decision is made, then everything just follows hand. So then we know exactly what to do with that and how to handle it on the accounting portion of it.
And the sewer one then, that increase goes in both the usage rate and the base rate. We increase it by that 8, 9, and 10% each time.
On that scenario, it was. So that was just showing the scenario from the last proposal. So the sewer fund, we were looking at the 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12% increases. Mm-hmm. So that's, yes, so if that answers your question. This other one, I don't know if it was exactly the same percentages, but. The other thing on the water side that I did not recap, just going back a little, is Sorry. That in 2024, there is no estimated increase because you're going strictly from the rate structure we have now to a conservation rate. That's why on the top of your studies it says varies, because it will change. It won't be a consistent increase for everyone.
When we are paying like $11.50 right now for a base rate, does that include the first 1,000 gallons? Did that include it, or did we still get billed for that 1,000?
The first 1,000, I believe, was included in that. So let me just double check the rate structure here.
According to what you've got here, it looks like it was.
Yeah.
According to what they have.
Yeah.
I mean, even on your worksheet here, it looks like that was what was planned on.
That was what it was. Sorry, I have to adjust myself here. Yeah, so the first 1,000 is included. So 0 to 1,000 gallons is $11.50, which is the minimum charge also.
Yeah. So, like, people that are gone in the winter and they don't use anything, do they still only get charged then the $10 base fee, or?
Correct. So they're going to pay.
That's going to lose some money a little bit, right?
Off your base fee?
Mm-hmm.
You're actually going to be gaining because you're
They're
adding
not using.
Multi-users
okay.
for the water side,
oh,
but not
okay,
for the sewer
okay.
side.
Okay.
Does that help or not?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I'm kind of. It's a lot to digest, and you know, from the last time even, and just to kind of look at where you think.
So like 1,000 gallons at that low usage rate would be like $8, right? Is that what that
at
comes
the
out to?
Low usage rate?
Yeah. Right around $8. If it's 2024, it's like 8.008.
For
using 1,000
gallons. For the
gallons.
New rate or the old?
The new rate.
The
if
new
it would
rate?
Be the new
okay.
rate, it would be like $8 more than, you know, It would come out like the $18, right around $18 for that water.
So I can,
much.
So you tell me what dollar amount you want and I'll put it in here and it'll calculate what I...
Well, it's that usage rate was...
Over. You're talking the 3,000?
Yeah.
42?
Yeah, I guess.
The average user? Is that what you were looking at?
Where am I at? I'm like, all right, if on a regular bill right now, if you're paying $11.50 and then you use 1,000 gallons, so it would be $10 plus the conservation rate or whatever at 0.008, that would be like $8, right?
So the new rate would be $18.
18.
Correct.
Yeah.
And your old rate would be $11.50.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of wondering. So what would happen if we went to like $11 instead of 10? How fast would that change things, or how big a creation would that cause in... And then just be paying more for the usage rate? Or would you rather stick to the way the scenario is built out right now?
I think the scenario that it's built out right now with the 3% and the multi-users and the water, I think that's a good starting place.
It'd be easier for people to take it on.
I mean,
and understand it versus jumping everything.
And I think it's going to help you meet your target a little sooner, and you have that availability to continue to look at it. So maybe if it's doing better than you thought, instead of a 3%, you know, you may consider, instead of a 3% increase, a 2.5% increase or something.
Okay.
That we can look at down the road.
Yeah, so next year you could change it, but we've been behind for so long that...
Yeah, I understand that.
I'd like to keep, I think I'd like this right here.
Yeah. And it's not such a horrible jump that people would get shocked.
Right.
It's going to be...
For some.
It's going to be very interesting once the bills go out.
Well, I see some of these are like almost $16, come out $16 more, mm-hmm. or $13 more. But
and it all depends on which tier you're in. I mean, the difference between the tiers is not a lot. It was like... What, a couple pennies, you know, per gallon. But it will add up, and depending on where you're going on those tiers, it will make a difference.
It's the sewer that I worry about, because it seems like that's going to be the biggest jump in everything. You're getting them on the user rate, and you're getting them on the base rate so big each time when it goes 10, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yep.
So that part can be looked at, too, where it could possibly be come down some to a certain point, or leave it at 8% or 9% for a couple years or whatever, just to see where it goes.
Right.
So, Teresa, what do you want us to do then? Is it either make, you know, vote to go with what you have here, or else choosing a different number? Is that?
So that's what the discussion is. To kind of, so I need to get information back to the auditors on which scenario you're looking, and then that will be in the final report for them that they will be delivering. So what I am looking for is to see if council is in agreement with doing the 3% with the multi-user for the water, and then the 8% increase scenario that starts with the 8% in the sewer that was proposed at the last meeting.
Okay.
So it's up to you guys to decide how comfortable you are with that and that target.
Okay. The 75% coverage on the sewer, are you comfortable with that?
I'm talking the one from the previous meeting where it was 100% coverage at the 2028. This was just, you know, we had talks about, well, what if we only, you know, did a limit of 50% of the debt service coverage the next year. Mm-hmm. How does that work? And, you know, how do we gradually work into meeting that instead of, you know, this is what we're doing.
So the one that is the 100% coverage, and is this 8, 9, 10, 11, 12? Or is that a different?
It is the older, scenario. So it was 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12%.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
That was for the 100% of that,
that
service?
That was for the 100%. Meets the threshold in 2028. So, and it gives you, so in 2028, according to those projections, you're only meeting your threshold by $2,357 estimated. So it's just barely meeting that threshold at that.
Right.
Okay. I just want to know which one we're up against.
I'm sorry, I didn't make a copy of the old.
No, that's okay. Explanation.
It gets a little confusing with all of the papers flying around.
It is.
Well, then we have two of the examples on here with what appears to be the watering, the additional watering meter, but obviously it's October's billing year, or so it's the usage is at zero. We're going to put a little bump on the watering because that's a reduced rate, and we just want to add a little to it.
Yeah, I forgot to bring that up. I apologize. I did take a look at that with the watering meters and the consumption, and I got booted off. Okay. So any type of multiplier that you would be adding on would be additional above and beyond. So I did some scenarios here, if I can. It's where it's readable, sorry. With the watering meters for what I have for the yearly calculations, the watering meters generate 20,000 approximately. Then I looked at just what the rate is. If you don't mind, I'm going to print this out so you guys can see it. So give me just a minute or two to print it, and then I'll circulate it so you guys have something to look at.
So our watering meters, we're just charging for the watering. We're not charging the additional sewer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so by doing that, they don't pay the sewer portion of it. Mm-hmm. So part of the discussion was to, you know, help fit within that water conservation rate also, because it's just for outside watering purposes for, you know, watering lawns and flowers and gardens or whatever, that we could look at possibly gaining some additional revenue off of that by putting a multiplier on that, so like a percentage increase, so, or you're going to do like 1.5 times the regular consumption rate. So, did you hear that, Glenn? So they're not going to make a whole lot of sense to you. Sorry. So in my work, let's So, in rough, without me bringing up, I'll try to locate it again here, my... So let's start back. I was looking at the wrong spreadsheet.
Too many spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm. Yep, so the... So the old rate on the users on that projection was $2,590 additional. That's included in the rate structures already in the revenues. If we went to just the conservation rate with no inflator, that generates $3,000, $3,532.30, so $942 in additional revenue just based off of the tiered system of the conservation rate.
Annually.
Right.
Okay.
I plugged in a 1.5 multiplier, and that brings it to $5,000. So there's not a whole lot of difference in additional rate revenue for you, but it does put more emphasis on conservation.
How many of those meters do we have out there right now? Do you know, roughly?
I don't work as well on my little screen, sorry.
Can't be very many of them.
It's okay.
15.
Okay.
15?
Yeah. We have 15 meters up there, so it's not a lot of people.
It's not very much.
Yeah, we're never going to make a
bundle of that.
No.
Yeah, we're never going to make much off of that.
Uh-uh. That should, I think that's what they were proposing with that, the DNR and the whole structure, the tier system is conservation. So that should probably go to 1.5%, just showing that we're doing our conservation.
Right. Yeah. I think, given the spreadsheets and the answers that we've gotten so far, I think you're right on the water if we go with the multi-user and the 3%, and then...
And then the 8%.
The 8 to 12 percent over the years on the sewer, I think that's probably our most reasonable answer.
Is it in our best interest to try to capture that whole 100% of the debt service in the sewer every year?
Yes.
That would be our best scenario for us.
Yes.
And that those two scenarios show that being achieved in year five.
Okay.
So if you weren't looking at doing it in 5 years, your rates would be drastically higher.
Okay.
I think the first talks that we had, those were in like the 20% range.
Yeah.
For sewer alone.
How long is that debt service for, that sewer one? Was that 20 years or more?
I thought it was 30.
Was it 30? I don't remember. I wasn't there when they actually finished it.
In my head, too, for some reason.
Yeah, I thought
okay,
it was 30.
So you're talking water or sewer?
The sewer, I'm sorry.
Okay. I know, that's probably what you said. I just got sidetracked bringing up my stuff here. So the sewer fund, we have a couple bonds out there, or a couple loans and bonds. So the cash flow bonds, I'm sorry, cash flow loans are out there till 2030, which is part of that question that you asked. And then we have the 2015 sewer bond, and that is paid off in 2045.
Yeah, about 30 years.
And then the water bond is paid off in 2050.
What was the water? Why?
That's
what was
the
that
RD.
One? That was the RD one?
Mm-hmm.
Not till 2050? Really?
Yep, we shortened the term on it, 4 years. 4 years on it when we refinanced.
What was that, like a 40-year one to start with?
I would have to go back and look. I'm just going off my notes
here. With RD, they wanted to stretch it out as long as they could and get all the interest, right?
we got the best low interest we could get.
When they proposed the term on the rate also, that kind of fits into affordability.
Okay.
So if you were going to pay it off sooner, then your rates would have been here.
What was the loan that sewer loaned for?
Those are cash flow loans.
What does that mean?
So those were loans made from the sewer department to the water department. So where you were talking about the loans interest that was off, that's what I need to verify that it's on the loan schedule properly.
Okay.
To make sure that that revenue is, you know, accordingly. Okay. So what we did was, one was just because the sewer fund didn't have enough cash to actually pay bills a few years back. So what we did is did to make the sewer fund whole, we did a loan from the water to the sewer.
Okay.
Until our rates could help catch up on
catch
that.
Up on, okay.
And then the other one was the Highway 13. So rather than financing that, we paid it out of the water fund, and the sewer fund is paying the water fund their portion of the improvements.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't have that additional cost of bonding and so on for that smaller project.
Okay.
Okay, so were you considering multiplier, or were you going to look at a multiplier for the watering meters in years to come? Just need to put that question to rest. So we were talking about doing a higher rate for those 15 accounts that do outside watering.
Which would make them conserve their rate more, correct? Is that what your point was, Bill, that they show that they would show that they're going to have to conserve it, or?
That will be in the tier system. And then the 1.5 multiplier, because without the sewage on there, just the water cost, it's relatively cheap. Mm-hmm. So you can add this meter to your house or your business or anywhere and pay a reduced rate. And I just think the rate's a little too low because it's the same as what we charge inside. So the DNRs in that report and what they talked about was that... it recommended we raise that rate just a little bit.
Okay, I guess I agree with that. At least on the short term, to see how everything goes.
It's still an excellent value because you're not paying.
That's right, because you're paying no sewer and everything to it. So
just, and I would think in the future we'll see more people asking for the watering meter.
Yep,
it's not a huge investment. What is it, $200 or $300 for the meter?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus whatever it
plus
costs to plumb it in.
They have, yeah.
So let me make a motion then.
So, good.
Okay.
I don't want to interrupt, but I just want to make sure we're clear before we go into motion. So you are talking about 3% water multi-unit
user
base fees included and a 1.5% multiplier
for the watering
for
meters.
For the watering meters, so that's a different rate structure. Okay.
Yeah. I was actually going to include that, so.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure I had it in my mind.
All right. So my motion would be a 3% raise in the water fund as outlined here, using the 1.5 multiplier for the people that are using that meter for watering. And then the 8 through 12 percent for the sewer fund. Did I hit it?
Do we need to include the multi-user on there, or is it just...
It's sewer's already multi-user, water was not.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. And I'll get that information to the auditors for the final report.
Thank you for all your work on this.
Yes.
You're
welcome. That's a ton of work for
that's
you.
That's yeah, a lot of work.
Roof repair.
Yep. So the roof repair, we are still have leaks on the roof. They came in and did some patching. We have discovered that basically the leaks are coming from somewhere else and then pooling to that area. That's causing an issue. So they're not actually coming in directly above where that water source is. So the Neiman Roofings came out and took a look and gave me a couple proposals of something that would could be done now and would benefit a re-roof in the future. So his two proposals, one was to remove about 50 foot of the rock in the middle section and fix leaks in that area. Okay, so he's just going to remove that whole section off. That would range between $3,000 and $6,000. If we took the rock off the entire roof and then could find the patches, so on, that would be up to $12,000 because of the size of the roof up there. If we're looking at doing any type of re-roofing or fixing up there, you know, coming up in the spring, you're going to need to remove all the rock anyway. This way, we're not, if we do the whole roof, we're not taking the chance of, well, it's really, you know, 20 or 30 feet on the other side of it.
I'd say we do it right, remove all the rock, and it's going to be a bigger bite now, again, going back to the bites, but if it's going to have to be done in the spring or whenever we re-roof anyhow, let's just do it, be done with it, fix what we need to fix. And
we haven't heard back from the spray foam.
No, he was supposed to come in on Friday. He was supposed to come in on Friday, and we didn't connect.
What was that for? Forgive my ignorance on that.
They have a system now where they can treat the entire roof and then spray foam the top of it, and then there's a sealant paint that goes on top of that.
Oh.
And we were going to see what the pricing was on that before
rather
we
got... Rather using a new bladder?
And then none of that would have to be removed.
Even the rock?
Even
just spray
rock.
Right over the rock?
We'll have to ask him about that.
How durable.
Well, you can't wait too long. Snow's going to fly pretty soon.
And I don't even know that that's something that can happen in this temperature right now.
No.
I don't know that.
How durable is something like that? You know, I don't know anything about that one. So.
They've got... I watched a couple of videos on it, and I talked to a guy who used to own a spray foam and he said there's a pound rating. So 5 pound foam would be as hard as a rock.
Okay.
And 1 pound would probably be what you would end up with after you spray foamed around a door or something in your house with a little can.
Somewhere in the middle.
Those are probably the... And you know that can kind of come apart in time, but that's a really light application. So he recommended 3 or 4 pound.
So they literally leave the rock down, if I'm understanding correctly, literally leave the rock down, spray foam right over the top of it.
Over the top of everything.
And then they put a sealant over the top of that?
Yes. And they said it's as hard as walking down the sidewalk. So I'd really like to see some prices.
What does this? What would the sun and stuff like that do to something like that over time? Where would it get it like crack it or do anything like that where it could cause that, and then you'd have to go back and...
They were talking about using regular outdoor house paint on top of the spray foam that they spray on there. So would that make maintenance be a similar product? Probably. But I don't know. I just want to check on the price
and see where what kind of warranty they going to put with that. We don't get leaks after they do that application. We get one good storm up there and I'll tell you what.
I think we should do the 12,000 right now because, like you said, weather is coming. Yeah. But it's still a good thing to look into. I actually thought that would be more than 12,000.
Did that increase the, I mean, the price include patches? I mean, removing the rock and patches right
yes.
now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If there is a large amount of patching that needs to be done, I'm sure that will need to be
probably
addressed.
Need a little more than yeah.
Yeah.
And then continue to look at the foam because down the road we probably need to do that because that roof isn't getting younger.
With the new roof, the rubber roof, if we go that way, that was a pretty large chunk of money.
It was bigger.
This was just patches. It wasn't the whole roofing it, right?
No, a re-roof was pretty expensive, yes.
Yeah, you're probably looking at $150,000.
I don't think quite that much, but yeah.
That's
my guess is a bit under $100,000, but probably higher than $50,000.
Well, the way it leaks now, it's best bet to probably go with the $12,000 and then look into that spray foam instead of re-roofing later. You know, this is just a patch.
Yeah.
To cover it, stop the leaking right now.
But yeah.
Before you invest into redoing the whole rubber roof, I mean, then you could check that prices for what it would cost for that other process.
Get back to us, but we got to do something now. So that's why I would like to see the.
What is the? So the area down the middle that you're talking about. Is this just over the senior center down the middle? And then
it would be like a 50-foot swath of that area where that leaking area is, and that is over the senior center. But we also have a leak now. That's you come up the stairwell and walk just a little bit in the hallway, and that's that portion. I don't think that would be over the senior center. That's
you're not guaranteed to get all the leaks if you go the halfway route.
That was my thought, is if you were going to go the full or not. Your other option is, you know, if you want to wait until you get some other idea, we can come back together on a special meeting. I don't know, but it's, you know, it just continues to leak. They patch it and then it leaks. So, you know, if we could get somebody in here, you know, Matt to come in and give us an idea, let us know how all of that works, present that option to the council as far as the spray foam, and know whether or not, you know, it would be doable even.
I am interested in that idea, but I would have a couple of questions for him and
this time of year, with the way the weather's going to be, I still think it'd be better to just get the rock off there and patch it up until spring.
Yep.
Because otherwise, you're going to have snow sitting there over the winter,
yep.
And it's going to be
got more water down there.
I think we're going to be sitting in the same spot where once you clear the rocks off there, you're still going to find more spots where it's leaking.
Well, that's what she says. If you have to patch more, but you still need to get it patched regardless. It's got to be patched because even if the you get in the winter when the snow's sitting on there, then in spring it starts, and then it's going to be leaking again. So if you get it cleared off, you see where the holes are, you patch them up right now, and then wait through till spring or something and figure out what you're going to do and find out
I'll
how the rest of the process could work.
I'll make a motion that we go with the 12,000, all the rock, and look into, you know, the foam.
Alternative methods.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
I have one question, though. If it would happen to be more patches than they thought for the 12,000, are we going to be able to, we will approve the funding to increase to 12,000 if it needs to be? Does that have to be put into the motion too?
Oh, you're saying to just have the work done?
Yeah.
I think we should look at it, but, I mean,
once we get the rock stripped off, we're almost going to have to do it. An all or nothing, I think.
So you're looking at doing an amendment to the...
Yeah, just to get it, to get it done, yeah. I mean...
Well, I'd like to know what additional it is going to run though, just in case.
You're still going to have to fix it once it's done. I mean, if you're going to wait, I mean, if they start the project, do it, get it done before you get any more issues, you know, and we know that. Do we have funds that would cover, what would it be, maybe 5,000-6,000 more possibly, or, you know, to who knows, but...
You could amend the motion to say that, you know, this is going to be not to exceed dollar amount, anything above and beyond that would need to come back to council. So if you think not to exceed is 15,000, you know, 3,000 extra, whatever, you could amend the motion to put your limit on it. So I wouldn't need to come back. Otherwise, if it's over the 12, I need to communicate and get authority anyway, so.
So the 12,000 is to remove the rocks and repair the roof?
Yep.
Right now?
Right.
But if there's more patches than they think.
More patches than what they're estimating or thinking.
So.
And the cost may go up.
I'll make an amendment that we authorize up to 15 to, is that what you wanted? Or
no, I'm just, I just threw out a number for comfort.
Well, then I mean, I'll amend it to fix the roof up to 15,000 and then let us know if it's more than that.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Yeah, I probably don't want to leave it blank.
No.
I was going to say, don't want to leave it blank.
No, once you pull the rock off.
Yeah. You are right, though. We are going to have to fix it, but at least we can talk about it again then.
All right. We've got a motion to adjourn.
So I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.